more advanced technology than any other cab company. They also have corporate accounts, medical transports, courier service, school accredited, and each driver has had a total and complete background check. 314-766-RIDE. Put it in your phone and put it as a speed dial number. 314-766-RIDE or abccabco.net. That's abccabco.net or 314-766-RIDE. You need a cab. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Checker Cab. 314-766-RIDE. ABC Checker Cab.
How can I get where I want to go? What does my future hold? How can I get ready? Your questions are important. Bring them to DeVry University and its Keller Graduate School of Management on Saturday, February 4th. Our national open house is a forum for you to ask what's on your mind and explore how education can turn your dreams into success. Your future now has a start date, and it's Saturday, February 4th, conveniently located in St. Louis and online. Learn more at DeVry.edu.
I'm in a state of inundation from an endless iteration of discounts that State Farm gives to me. Good driver and good student, multi-car and all the rest make up a veritable litany. They got a list of discounts longer than my arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Interstate batteries are preferred 5-to-1 by auto technicians. So, choose the car battery that experts choose. Find your local dealer at interstatebatteries.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the radio. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
This here's the way we know best how to make money.
What?
If I ever
was that all of it?
I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
You might have messed up.
Gold dust at my feet.
I think that was all of it.
On the sunny side of the street.
Remember when Abuse Boy used to never mess up?
Oh, yeah.
This here's the way we know best how to make money.
There it is.
That's not funny.
It's not?
No. No.
I thought it was... A little entertaining.
Here we go. Another day. Welcome. Gather around. Pull up a chair. Scoot your car seat forward toward the front speakers. And welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. How's everybody doing today? Okay.
Whew.
Oh, yeah, great. How's everybody doing?
Busy.
I already asked it, Lauren.
How's it going, Frank?
I already asked it, Lauren. You have to change voices to try to sound like different people.
Wow. We haven't done Burke segment forever, and here we are, fresh back from the Dominican Republic, and I should at least go around the room and see if anybody has any Burke segment material.
Sure.
Well, you sound like you do.
Sure, I do.
All right. The First Lady of St. Louis Radio, ladies and gentlemen, Tina Dalpiez.
Thank you. I was in Barnes Hospital today. Not me.
Sick as a patient?
No, I visited someone. Well, I don't think that I've ever been in that hospital.
Really?
Yeah. And the parking garage is bizarre.
It's horrible.
I think they have changed the parking angles like 3 or 4 times, but didn't get rid of all of the stripes. So some cars are facing right, some are straight, some are left. It's kind of a...
That's a big hospital.
It is huge.
Which one is that one?
It's pretty impressive looking.
Barnes?
I don't know any hospitals by name.
It's
you can't miss it from 40. You look
Highway.
Up, it says Barnes Jewish Hospital. It's a giant.
The one right at 270 and 40?
No, Kings Highway and 40. Way down toward downtown.
When you look out the window, you can see the planetarium and the science center.
I mean, it's practically down.
Yeah, I don't know any hospital by name.
270 and 40 is St. John's or Missouri.
And you just made me feel really good because I don't know where anything is. And for you to say you don't know where Barnes Jewish Hospital is.
No. I mean, I what's the one right here, right at 270 and 40?
St. John's or Missouri Baptist?
Missouri Baptist,
they're both there.
It's Mercy now. They call it Mercy.
Mm. Oh, sorry. Mercy Hospital.
Okay. And then on 141 and
St.
40,
Luke's.
St. Luke's. St. Right. Anthony's is on Tess on.
Yeah,
Ferry.
We don't need all the hospitals. Okay.
And then I had my appendix out. Where's the one out in St. Charles?
St. Joseph's?
70?
Yeah.
St. Joseph.
St. Joe?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So,
or there's a Barnes out there also at Cave Springs.
See, so, how do you keep track of it? I don't know.
That's
how.
Barnes St. Peter's.
She's sick a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, my friend Jean that went on the trip with me had her hip replaced
on
Monday.
Right. Folks, let me just tell you, that'll give you an example of the kind of heavy sexual action that takes place on our trip. Here's a woman, a young woman. You know, what is she, 40? I mean, comes back from being on a trip with us and has to have a hip replaced.
Wow.
That's the kind of activity.
Both of them.
She's yeah.
doing one now, and she's got to do the other one later, right?
I'll tell you, when we hit the mattress on vacation, the action...
The women can't...
sometimes they just can't keep up.
Makes a licking but doesn't keep on ticking.
Well, I wasn't going to talk about that licking part. But I'll tell you, we can throw some hips out when we get
yeah,
old women.
She walked today for the first time on her new hip. So,
with wow,
a,
really?
With a walker. I kind of made fun of her, but...
That's pretty, I don't know, is that good?
Okay,
a day
so
later?
She has surgery
yeah.
on
well,
Monday,
it.
And they wanted her to leave today. But she didn't walk
that's
until this afternoon.
Really?
So, yeah, they're saying maybe tomorrow morning.
Mm. And they just don't keep you anymore.
No, they want to be
get out.
What's a pregnancy nowadays? Isn't it like
oh,
the next
one,
day?
One night.
I don't
an
know.
Hour.
Because,
oh, I think it's
in
one night.
Unless you have sure. a C-section, then you like 3 days.
Yeah, about an hour.
Yeah.
Pop it out and get it over with.
Yeah,
come on.
Get out.
Women we'll used to have babies, and they're in the hospital for
a week yeah.
10 days. Yeah.
yeah. And they used to knock them out.
Completely.
Really?
I mean, put them under.
They gave them something, some kind of sedative.
Well, they still do. I mean,
no.
They give you an epidural.
Oh, sure they do.
Yeah, you're awake. You're awake.
Yeah, you're awake. But
did you see
it.
That lady that had the 14 pound baby and she didn't?
Well, 13 something.
9
yeah.
or something.
Did she have it regular?
No
yeah,
epidural.
No epidural. Nothing.
Oh, and she
we
had it regular?
Audio.
Wow.
Yeah. She is one tough woman.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. No kidding.
That's a big.
At her?
That's a big. I had the statistics. Hang on here. I had
here comes the shoulders.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Almost it's 13 pounds, 13 ounces. So yeah, almost 14 pounds.
Wow.
And it's here. Only a tenth of 1% of all newborns weigh more than 11 pounds, which means that most of those would weigh 11, 11 and a half, 12,
right.
not 14.
No. Oh. It always makes the news when a big one, even in another country. I mean, they're, yeah. but it's rare you hear.
So, you know, if you had a statistic, a percentage of 14-pound baby, it would even be near a tenth of 1%. I mean, it's really, really rare.
I wonder what the percentage of... I wonder if most of them are boys, the big babies, or because my younger sister.
It seems like they are.
She was a big. I want to say she was 10 or 11 pounds.
I was almost 10, but my girlfriend's daughter had a baby recently, and the doctor says, "Congratulations, you have a toddler."
That's so big.
Well, this baby that was just born, that's 14 pounds. His name is Asher Stewardson. And you know that guy, that smash guy.
Yeah.
His name is Asher.
Something, yeah.
He was an 18-pound baby.
Whoa. Oh, yeah.
Yes. I remember that was in the news.
Man.
He yeah. came out and he went, wah. Wah. Hey, you my mama.
You my mama.
Oh, man. Yeah, that... You know, having a baby, this is one of the great things about being a man. I don't know about that. And that monthly, other monthly,
yeah.
that bleeding thing. I don't want, I'm glad I don't have to put up with that thing either. But, look, I know how to do this without getting, I don't want to get disgusting, but I know what it feels like, and I think everybody will know what I mean by this, to push
a
out.
A satisfying.
Well, to push something out big.
Oh, yeah.
That is just.
You mean like a bowel movement?
Well, Tina, of course that's what it is.
What else would he be talking about?
Why can't you just say that?
Well, because I don't want to say it. And
I know,
so
you,
I
one time
imagine.
You told me that men don't want to know that women do that.
Well, we don't like to think
like
of
to
a pretty
that.
Girl
right.
sitting on the pot. I don't want to visualize Charlize Theron having an upset stomach. I just, you know, I don't.
Well, I could take that still.
Charlize, you doing okay?
Kinda gross.
Yeah, fine.
You know, there are some women that you don't even think they actually in life poop. They're so... Nicole Kidman.
It's like ninja style.
Yeah, Nicole Kidman is like porcelain skin. You don't ever think that she would ever
sitting there grunting.
Yeah, but they do.
Yeah, everybody poops.
You know,
I
look, I'm sure that here all these women that think George Clooney. Let me tell you something. This guy scratches himself just like we do, and right. he's had skid marks in his underwear. He's a guy, but women I think, oh, that George Clooney. You know, he always probably smells real good.
His boys are probably hanging lower than they used to.
Exactly.
And, yeah.
Exactly. What? He's got some habits.
He might even need Viagra or something like that.
And I'll guarantee, I'll bet he does. And I'll bet you when he gets up in the morning on the way to the bathroom, he cuts a couple. He does.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
He just does. I don't care if he is George Clooney.
Every step. To the bathroom.
Why did you have to take it?
He wanted to make the noise.
I don't know.
You always have to take it to the next level.
Yeah.
So you went to Barnes and she's doing fine.
Yes.
Any other Burke material?
Well, remember Southside Harry called yesterday
yes,
and said
I do.
His wife was on the trip?
Yes, she was.
Well, her daughter has a nifty little barn grill nearby, and I had lunch there today, and it was really good, and I saw Southside Harry's wife, Barbara, again today.
Okay, well, most people listening don't care about that, but that's a good story. Anything else?
I don't.
No. You people are dull.
Nothing.
All right, I have to pay a little tribute here to this. This has been like 2 to 3 weeks of me being surrounded by death. Did you ever have a period in your life where all of a sudden several people are dying that you know?
Yes.
What the heck is going on here? You know, my best friend's dad died a couple of weeks ago. Then 5 or 6 days later, his wife's mother passed away. Jerry Clinton dies a couple of weeks ago, and I had just come back from vacation with him. And now, and this name, the name won't mean anything to most of you, but I want to do it anyway because I feel like I owe it to him. Bob Voris died yesterday. Bob Voris was the Waterloo Republican newspaper when I worked there when I was 16 years old. And when you're a kid working, there's a lot about your life you don't remember. Like if you said, tell me anything that happened when you were 25 years old. I don't know. I can't think of anything. But when you're a teenager, and especially when you have a job, there are things that just stick with you. Makes a big impact. And Bob Voris hired me to work while I went to high school at the Waterloo Republican, the newspaper. I wasn't a writer. I was not like Bill McClellan or some reporter or something. I was just a kid that worked there, and I did whatever he told me to do. But what I know that Mr. Voris never realized was that he paid me the ultimate compliment by trusting me. Now, I'm 16. I've been in town a year. I'm from Tennessee, and I'm a hick with a horrible accent. Okay, I don't fit in. I'm not from Waterloo. I'm not the German heritage. I don't know what the something fest is, the Strassen. I don't know any of that. I've never had blood sausage. I don't fit in. But he hired me, and he gave me a job, and he knew I needed a job, and I did. And so he let me go to work in this newspaper, and he trusted me. And the way I know he trusted me is he let me drive his car, which was sort of the company car. Now, when you're 16 and you haven't even really been driving a year, and any adult other than your parent says, here, take the car and go, that's trust.
Yeah.
That's huge trust. And Mr. Voris let me drive both his cars because he trusted me. He also trusted me with the printing press. We went to press on Wednesday night, and I stood and sat on a stool up on that printing press and one big page at a time, fed those pages through that big old printing press to crank out the Waterloo Republican. And I'd work late Wednesday nights, and he would go home. And everybody else would go home, and he trusted me there by myself a lot of nights to get that paper out. And I think, later on that he knew how much I appreciated that, because when an adult lets you know that they think you're responsible enough to do... Oh, here's another thing he trusted me with. I couldn't have been working for him more than 2 months, and he gives me the keys to all of the newspaper racks in Waterloo. You know where you go get a paper out of the rack and you put your money in? Well, those tubes were full of money, of coin. And I had a big canvas bag. And I'd go around to all the racks and take all the money out of them and then, you know, bring them back and they deposit them in the bank. Very few people, kids who are 16, have a boss who will trust you that much. And I never let him down. I never did anything to have him take that trust away. And I made some big mistakes when I was there. I did something one day. It's the only newspaper publishing event, I guess you would call it, that I even remember from the whole time I worked there, because it was so traumatic for me because I messed it up. Mr. Voris had just gotten a new piece of equipment. Now, this sounds like Stone Age compared to what we have today, but in the old ink and metal type days, if you wanted to print a picture of somebody in the news, it had to be etched onto a plate, a metal plate, and then rolled
like a negative, right?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So we're just getting ready to go to press. I mean, it's down. It's one of those stop the presses, and there was a late breaking wreck or something, and he was a really good photographer. So he gets the picture, he puts it on this lathe of a thing, and it has to turn and turn, and line by line. It's kind of like if you have dial-up, you're waiting for a picture, you know, oh, and here it comes slowly. We finally get it. Then you had to trim the metal plate, just crop it, cut it with metal cutters, just so that it was just the picture. Then you mount the picture with double stick tape on a block of wood, and you set it inside the frame that makes the page, the paper. And he had shown me several times how to do that. Now let me try to explain what the metal picture that you're using to ink and print from looks like. It's got tiny grooves in it. Think of a record, an old record. The surface of a record's got grooves. If you run a big scratch across it, you ruin it. And if you do that to the picture, then it's going to print with a big line through it. My hand slipped when I was trying to double stick it, and I raked it across the edge of a stone table, and just ruined the picture. And he had held up the printing to get this picture on the front page.
And there wasn't time to do another.
No, there was no time. We just had to go without the picture. I remember I ran into his office. I said, "Mr. Voris, I made a big mistake." And he came out, and I could tell this just sick, sinking feeling. But he never yelled at me. He knew it was just one of those things, an accident. I wasn't good at it yet. He also taught me how to, Bob Voris taught me how to go into a dark room and develop negatives.
Wow.
I mean, with a red light and the whole deal. Now, I couldn't tell you to this day anything about developing photos. But, again, the paper, the newspaper, the pages, at a certain point, once we went from you know, metal type to what they called offset, each page was actually a negative, and you had to go in the dark room and develop it. And this guy took me, and he showed me the chemical bath. Have you ever developed pictures, anybody?
I haven't.
It's that smelly...
Yeah.
I've seen it done.
Yeah, and a lot of Kodak bottles sitting around. A lot of bottles that had Kodak on them, and then you had your developer, and then your stop bath. I do remember that. And then you had to rinse it, and then you had to hang them up with a... You've seen those,
it on movies,
yeah, like Silence of the Lambs, where some sicko in the basement's hanging up
right
with a paper, a clothespin. Yeah, he had to dry the negative. He taught me all that, and I don't remember any of it, but I felt pretty proud that I actually could go in a dark room and develop pictures, thanks to Bob Voris. So Bob Voris is gone at the age of 83, and the funeral arrangements and visitation and all that is coming up later this week, and I'm sure if those of you over there already know all that. If not, you can you know where to go online to find out about Mr. Voorhis. So condolences to the family of Bob Voorhis. I don't know the rest of the family. I know he has kids, but I have great memories. This is very sad. It's very sad for me. I have a friend, and he and I talk about this stuff. And when somebody like this dies, he and I have the same visual image. It's like you're standing in line, and there's a teller's window. And when you're a little kid, you're way back in line. And then you get older and you move up in line. And then when your dad dies, or somebody like Mr. Voorhis dies, you're next. And you're up at the teller's window. And that's kind of how I feel. I'm at the window. And it's my turn pretty soon, and I'm going to go. It's a sad, it's kind of a sad thing. So I hate to hear that in his last days, he was one of these people that apparently had Alzheimer's, so he didn't know who anybody was. That's pretty sad, too. And I'm glad I touched base with him and made contact with him not too long ago. But 16 years old, keys to the car, keys to all the machines with the money in them. That's pretty big trust, and I learned a lot from Bob Voorhis. And then I read today that he never, obviously, I never knew this because I had nothing to do with the radio business, but I read today something I never knew, that before newspaper, he was a radio broadcaster. Huh. That's weird that I worked for him, and it turns out I ended up doing what he had done, but there's no way we would have discussed it because he didn't know, and I didn't know that I'd ever end up working in the radio business. So I've worked every year of my life since I was 11. I had my first job at 11, and there's never been a year of my life since I was 11 that I didn't work. Take vacation? Yes, I do. But I've worked since I was 11, and I count that 16, 17-year-old period where I was at the Waterloo Republican as one of the highlights in the days I worked. Real quick, I have a really good, I've told this before, but I want to tell it now because I'm talking about Bob Voorhis. There's another guy that I worked for when I was 15. And this is just before we moved to Waterloo, so I'm down in Tennessee, and I'm a really big hick, and I'm working for Mr. Rossmeyer at a five and dime store. And he told, I was a stock boy, and he said, go upstairs. I've told you this before. He said, go upstairs and get a carton of sanitary napkins. And I came down with some, who makes the big party napkins, the colored napkins, yellow, and give me a company.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
Scott or...
Yeah, Scott.
Yeah, they do.
I bring down a carton of, you know, festive birthday napkins, paper napkins. And he said, no. He said, I said sanitary napkins. And I said, oh, they're sanitary. I said, they're still in the box. And I said, and all of them are still in their cellophane.
Right.
And he looked at me. He knew. I had no idea what he was talking about. And I said, so they're sanitary. He said, how old are you? And I said, I'm 15. He said, come on to the into the back. And he proceeds to tell me about Kotexes. And he says, the words sanitary napkin means a feminine product. And I kind of knew that women wore stuff like tampons, but I'd never heard them called sanitary napkins. So he said, I'm going to go up to the stock room upstairs with you. And he showed me and then once I knew, now here's the other confusion. There's super, there's regular, there's 24, there's 12. And now you got to try to figure, and they're all different colors. Super 24s, regular something, maxi something. But I didn't dare ask him, what causes women to need the supers?
Right.
I think I kind of figured that out.
Yeah.
But Mr. Rossmeyer, I credit him with teaching me what sanitary napkins were. So thank you, Bob Voorhis, for causing me to start remembering all my jobs that I had as a teenager. We have to take our first break, and then we're going to take some calls and do what we usually do here. I do want to thank the, was it a caller who gave you that comment or somebody online?
It was someone online. It was on YouTube. I have people that have subscribed to my YouTube page. And
so Dan puts up some video from our trip we just came back from, and it's a thing that I do about my wife. And this guy posts a comment, says, if you're trying to be funny, you fail.
Oh.
What this guy doesn't get is, that's what we do all the time.
Right.
Is try to be funny. So you didn't hurt our feelings, whoever
no.
you are. You just are now kind of getting what we do.
Right.
Trying to be funny and fail. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, and Home. Let's talk about Thompson Price. And let's talk about another kitchen and bath outfit that has a name that has Thompson in it, but is not in any way affiliated or associated with Thompson Price. There was a time years ago when that was the case, but Mr. Price split off and went back on his own, as he had been before that merger. And I want to make sure that everybody understands and that there's never any confusion. I don't want you to go to a place thinking you're at another place. If you are not in Thompson Price's showroom, and I'm going to tell you where that is, and if the showroom you visit isn't where I'm about to tell you, you are in the wrong place. It is about a half mile east of 270 on Manchester, on the north side of the street, which is the opposite side of the street West County Center's on. And it's next to McAllister's Deli. It's in the same shopping center with TJ Maxx. That's it. That's the only showroom. And they only need one because it's magnificent. So if you're not there, you're not at Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. And if you're anywhere else and you ask someone in the store, hey, is this the place that I hear Frank talking about? And they say yes, they're lying. It's not. If it's not in the location I just described. And if that happens to you, would you please report it to us? We'd love to know about it. If someone's taking credit or getting business that they might not deserve because they didn't get it in exactly the most kosher way, by sort of deceiving you into thinking that I am a spokesman for anybody other than Thompson Price, because I'm not. That's it. This is the man I worked with and dealt with when we did our kitchen, our bathrooms. I couldn't recommend this company anymore. He surrounds himself with good people and does great work. And if you want you want to do it right, here's the website, thompsonprice.com.
With a check on the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oakland in traffic. How's it going, Tim?
Hi, Tina. Well, we have an accident. It's on southbound 55 near Bates, and it has two left lanes blocked. Traffic now is jammed up approaching 4500 South Broadway. We just had a report of an accident. I haven't been able to find it on the camera, but it's supposedly on westbound 270 east of Newhall's Ferry, and then some slow traffic now on eastbound eastbound 70 between, it looks like, Salisbury and 10th Street. This traffic report is brought to you by Children's Advil. Nothing brings your child's fever down faster or keeps it down longer. Choose Children's Advil. Relief you can trust. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the Showgram with J.C. Corcoran and Trish Gazelle.
It is physically impossible.
Weekdays at noon.
For the Edward Jones Dome to be made into one of the top eight stadiums in the league.
So you're saying...
If I'm the CDC, I am keeping Shad Khan's cell phone number down in Jacksonville on my speed dial.
On the Big 550.
And then move that to St. Louis.
This will be our third team. Oh, my gosh.
And at KTRS.com.
Over the last 25 years, Garden View Care Center has learned that people who have diseases such as dementia or Alzheimer's almost always, sooner or later, require skilled nursing. So why would you choose a facility for mom or dad that offers only assisted living when you and your loved ones are going to have to go through the stress of moving all over again? At Garden View Care Center, you never have to move again to get the care you need, because the assisted living help you need now and the skilled nursing help you may need later are all available on-site from Garden View Care Center. Garden View Care Center has been around for well over 25 years, and they're experts when it comes to Alzheimer's and dementia care, and they have assisted living suites now available for mom, dad, or both. GVCC.com is the website, or 636-449-7575. They have three locations throughout the St. Louis metropolitan area. GVCC.com or 636-449-7575. For assisted living and skilled nursing, it's Garden View Care Center.
Hey gang, JC here for FM Roofing and Exteriors, and if you're like me, you haven't been on top of your house in quite a while looking at your roof. That's why FM Roofing and Exteriors is around. The experienced professionals know what to look for, and every day they're up on top of houses in our community, and they're finding roof damage from the heat and the wind and the rain and the hail and the high winds. Roofs expire just like water heaters, air conditioners, and maybe your roof is ready to expire too. FM specializes in roof repairs along with the installation of new roofs. FM has a proven track record of dealing with insurance companies, too, and they offer 24-hour emergency service. They're locally owned and operated in Missouri, 314-632-6723, or in Illinois, 618-628-1984.
Here's why you'll need to write down that phone number from Mama's on the Hill. If you're having a small wedding, rehearsal dinner, bridal shower, baby dinner, retirement shower.
Don't you mean baby shower and retirement dinner?
Mama's is perfect for catering your next event. So call 314-776-3100.
I'm still looking for a pen.
Mama's is hosting culinary classes for the next 3 months on Saturdays. To learn to cook like Mama, call 314-776-3100 to find out more.
There's got to be a pen around here somewhere.
Mama's on the Hill is also hosting their first wine dinner on the 27th with some mouth-watering yummies to kick off the year with a bang. Call Mama's at 314-776-3100 to book your reservation to any of the events.
Couldn't I just go to Mama's website?
MamasOnTheHill.com? Sure. Check out Mama's on Facebook, click like, and when it reaches 5,000 likes, everyone will get a free appetizer of their choice. Just mention you liked Mama's on the Hill at Edwards and Elizabeth.
Oh, I found a crayon.
Too late, commercial's over.
Darn.
Okay, baby, at Meyer Honda in O'Fallon, Illinois. So I was scheduled for surgery recently. Fortunately, nothing life-threatening. Unfortunately, not cosmetic. I went to the offices for pre-surgery screening, and I met three of the greatest nurses. One was taking my blood, EKG, etc., and one was talking anesthesia, and one was taking my medical history and asking me about my lifestyle. As I tried to answer these questions as honestly as possible, they all began cracking up and chiming in, and we had such a great time, talking about getting older, relationships, things that make us feel better. I felt such a connection with these girls, and I knew I was in great hands. And now I'm curious. So, I raise my hand and I say, who drives a Honda? And one said, I have a CRV. Another one said, I drive an Accord. So there you have it. Two out of three angels drive a Honda. You meet the nicest people in a Honda. Meyer Honda, O'Fallon, Illinois. MeyerHonda.com.
You just can't beat G&W Meat. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company, a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. Having a party for the big game. Serve only the best brats to your guests from G&W Meat. G&W has over 30 varieties of sausage made right on site in South City. Visit the shop Wednesday through Saturday at 4828 Parker Avenue, just off South Kings Highway. Or go to gwsausage.com. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company. You can't beat G&W Meat.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Across our nation, there's a critical lack of access to dental health care services for underserved kids. On February 10th and 11th, Give Kids a Smile will continue combating this issue locally by providing children in need with free, comprehensive care ranging from preventive services to major dental work. Even the youngest of children can gain access to care through the clinic's specialized Tiny Smiles area. Over 600 newborns through 8th graders will receive free treatment at the upcoming Give Kids a Smile clinic. To find out if your child is eligible, call
636-397-6453. Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hail.
Jeff
and Jabbing. Baby, baby,
got a little more commercial business to do, but before we do that, we can take a couple of calls. Let's talk to Jack. Hello, Jack. How are you?
Frank.
Yes, sir.
How are you? I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, I want to say what a great time Kathy and I had last week.
This has to be Jack Birdlegs Murphy.
It absolutely is. Now, you think you're going to embarrass me by calling me that, don't you?
I hope so.
No, I've been called up too many times.
Well, then I'm not going to waste my time doing it.
But you know, really, the weather was great. The facilities were great. And how much we laughed, I just can't get over how much we laughed.
You know that today, I was going to put your little video interview on today, and I'm embarrassed to say, I'm sorry to say, that in my editing of it, I clipped off the part I had decided to run was where you were saying, I said, how you like the trip? How's everything going? And you said, well, you know, it's 84, and that sounds great, but when you factor in the wind chill, it's only 82. Yeah. And I thought, that's pretty funny. But then when I sent it to Peon, I clipped off
the punchline.
The 82. So it doesn't make sense. So you didn't make the cut. It's my fault. I'm sorry.
But it's an outrage. This is an outrage.
I'm glad you came. And for people who don't know, and they probably don't care, you and I had known each other about 25 years ago, and I had not seen you until we did this trip. And I am thrilled that you decided to go.
Well, great. Thanks. You know, I think really one of the greatest things about a trip like this is the people that you meet. And what do we have, like 80 people, I think?
89, yeah. It's a great
like
great group.
And I will say that Kathy and I got around and saw every single one of them. But we did get around and meet a lot of them. And as a matter of fact, I would say there was probably, three couples and then maybe a couple of singles that we got to be real close with, and we exchanged phone numbers and emails. And so we're going to, you know, hopefully get together with them back here. And it was really good. And that's really important for someone like me who doesn't, you know, have a lot of friends. Okay, I don't have any friends, but I mean,
oh, that's good.
Oh, man. Yeah. Poor Jack.
But I think that that's part of the really fun. If your listeners don't get a chance to go on this trip, it's really a shame.
Well, the ones that can, really, and economically, I always understand people who can't. But if it's just the choice, you go, I don't want to go, you're making a huge mistake, because it is a blast. You can't have an easier vacation. And I did, like you were talking about exchanging numbers. I exchanged numbers with your wife. That's funny.
Wow, that is.
Yeah.
Well,
she's
really cute. Let me just say this, you're not a cult of one.
Yeah, well, she's cute. And,
but,
it really
is. Hey, listen, did any of you guys have that Mama Juana when you were down there?
Yes. No, you did, Dan.
I tried it.
I never heard of it till this trip.
I never heard of it either until this trip, but I tried it, and it was like a cross between cough syrup and kerosene.
And for people who think we're talking about marijuana, we're not. It's called Mama Juana.
And the way it was explained to me, and I don't know if it was accurate, they said something to the effect that, and I don't know if this is like an indigenous plant down there, but they harvest this stuff, and it's like, it looks like twigs or something, and they said it takes like 25 years for it to mature. So they stick it in a bottle, then they tell me that they take equal parts, one-third of honey, red wine, and rum, and put it in that bottle.
See, that sounds good. That sounds good.
It becomes Mama Juana. Well, I had one, and I wasn't going to. And the only reason I did is because I had like 111 Presidente beers right before.
Right. Your standards had been lowered.
So that was bad. But anyway, was really, really great. And the only other thing I want to ask you, I can't remember, what was the name of that guy that night that we went to karaoke? Who was it that won that?
Oh,
thing?
Get out of here. You won. You won, and you know you won.
You're bad.
What a cheat.
Yeah.
Holy
cheat.
Hey, and you know, there were a lot of people that were trying to bring that Mama Juana back.
In customs, that's the first thing they ask us.
Yeah. They couldn't bring it back.
It's
if they
plant.
Go through your bag, it's
unless
a plant.
It was already mixed.
One of the first to go through customs. They said, "Do you have any Mama Juana?" And I said, "No, but that guy Jack Murphy over there has a whole bunch of them." Be sure to get him. Take the dogs over and get him.
Yeah, that's great. Well, anyway, so hi to Tina, hi to Dan, hi to Dion. I had a great time.
Maybe we'll be able to do it again next year.
That'd be great.
All right, Jack.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Nice guy. You guys met.
Sure.
A very, very nice guy.
He did a good job on karaoke, too, and he was worried about...
He's still listening. He didn't do that good job.
That's right.
He didn't.
He
did that good a job. All right. Thursday before we left, this would be Thursday the 19th of January, Channel 4 Evening News did a story on crime. And I grabbed my phone and did a little dictation. I make all my notes on the phone, then I write them down. And they said that in Madison County, Illinois, which is the Edwardsville area, home burglaries, are up 30%. Now, that's according to the Channel 4 report. And then they went on to say some of the other trends in the area that burglaries are up. And the reason that I mention this is because I personally, and I'm not an expert, and I don't have any statistics to back this up, I think we're a long way from turning back a lot of things about this economy that are wrong. And I think that a lot of people who are desperate, are going to be desperate for a while. And I also think that this whole meth drug... Look, the DARE thing, and Just Say No, massive failures. Everybody knows that. And then now you got this whole meth thing. And people who are buying drugs, selling drugs, making drugs, they're usually also thieves. They need money. They got a guy breathing down their necks. I want my dough. They may want to get it out of your house. They may want to come to your place and get it. So if you think that because you have a dog, or you think, well, you know, we're always home, we're a lot of the stuff you think that you think makes you safe doesn't necessarily make you safe at all. Now, I don't know of too many criminals who, when they break into a house and the Hackett security alarm goes off and they know that someone has just been contacted immediately, I think that's a great deterrent for most crooks. I don't think too many crooks are going to go, yeah, I think I'll hang around here a while. Mm-hmm. Even though the alarm's going off and the cops are probably on the way, let's take 20 minutes to do whatever damage we can do. So you got the issue of your possessions. You have the issue of your personal safety. You know, and I quite frankly want to know if downstairs, if somebody is coming in the sliding door or a window, even though I might not hear the breakage upstairs, I'm going to hear the alarm go off. And they are too. Hackett Security. The rest is up to you. It really is. You can do something or not. And if it's price you're afraid of, then you really need to talk to Hackett, because you're going to be very pleasantly surprised at how affordable a really decent alarm system and monitoring 24 hours a day is at Hackett Security. HackettSecurity.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. They have cleared that accident southbound 55 near Bates, so things should be thinning out there. On westbound 70, you're going to find yourself a little slow. Cave Springs out through Highway 370. Also on westbound 40, you're running a little slow now, a little west of Hampton through McCausland, 270 out through Maryville Center. Southbound 270, slow between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. This traffic report is brought to you by ExxonMobil. At Exxon and Mobil, their smart gasoline works at the molecular level. That helps remove deposits so your car runs cleaner. It's one more way they make gasoline work harder for you. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Have you ever been in love?
Because I bet it feels just like this.
Ah, love. It makes the world go round.
You should be kissed and often.
I just love you so much.
And love is on the air on the Big 550.
Well, let me give my big boy a kiss.
Beginning this Monday, KTRS will celebrate love and Valentine's Day.
I've got some love to give.
Keep listening to find out how to win daily prizes of a $100 gift card to Don Hennifer Jewelers and a $100 gift card to Season Spa and Salon. A $200 prize pack to be given away each day.
Sounds like love to me.
Oh, baby.
And love.
Love is on the air.
I love you.
From Don Hennifer Jewelers in Florissant, Season Spa and Salon, and the Big 550 KTRS.
Ever notice how some homes have a style all of their own? The secret? It all starts with the floors. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president and CEO of Midwest Floor. For more than 70 years, Midwest Floor has been a leader in bringing you the finest floor coverings to the St. Louis area. Whether you're looking for carpet, tile, laminate, or hardwood floors, you'll find it all at Midwest Floor. Here's a suggestion. Beautiful hand-scraped hardwood flooring is now on sale for only $10.99 a square foot installed. That's right. You can have beautiful pre-finished hand-scraped hardwood floors installed for only $10.99 a square foot. This sale is for 5-inch wide planks and your choice of 5 beautiful colors. You also have a choice between oak or maple. Hand-scraped 5-inch hardwood flooring is the latest in flooring fashion. And with your choice of 5 colors in maple or oak, you can't go wrong. So hurry into one of our 2 stores and start your new year off right. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
This is the biggest play of your life. You've trained for this. You were born for this. During the ultimate football experience at Sears, buy a TV online, and it will only take 5 minutes to pick it up in store. No overtime. Just 5 minutes to walk out with the biggest screen the big game has ever seen.
This week at Sears, save $1,400 on a Sony 55-inch 3D LED TV. Only $1,499.88.
See store for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Sale ends February 4th, 2012.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
With H&R Block Office, online, mobile, and Block Live, you can now prepare and file your taxes whenever, wherever, and however you like. H&R Block. Never settle for less.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. This is Willie the Blues Man. Whenever I'm playing in St. Louis, Missouri, I always listen to the Big 550. Yeah.
Thank you, Willie. Willie the Blues Man, everybody. I have just enough time to talk to Jan. Jan, you got about a minute and a half. It's all yours. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Doing great.
Okay, I'm AM to PM.
Thank you.
I'm also from Waterloo, Illinois.
All right.
I think I was about 10 years ahead of you in high school, but Jack Burke was one of my very favorite teachers.
Okay, we have a lot in common.
And I also knew the Vorst family very well. I was running errands this afternoon. I got in the car, the radio came on, and you were in the mid part of the story about the picture. And I didn't realize that you worked there. Then I heard you say Bob Vorst, and I thought, oh, my God, you know, the Republican in the Times.
Right.
Yeah, and he and his wife, Patsy, were schoolmates of my brother. And when my dad passed away, my mother never did drive a car. So he or his wife or both of them would stop by my mom's almost every day on their way to or from work to see if there's anything they could get for her.
I see. That's
wonderful people.
Nice. That's the way it ought to be. Well, I appreciate the call, Jan.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. How are we doing on time? Oh, I have just enough time to throw this out at you. Ladies, you can call after the news if you want to respond. Am I the only one that wonders, what is the deal with Newt Gingrich's wife's hair? Have you seen her, that helmet?
Yes.
That stiff,
hard,
it looks like a plate, like a yellow eating plate on the side of her head.
Yep,
I've never seen a worse hairdo.
It's bad.
Yeah.
She needs a makeover.
Let somebody find out how to get some emails to, what's her name, Gingrich?
Mrs.
Cindy, whatever.
Mrs. Gingrich.
Get a new hairdo, for goodness sakes. We're still in one of the greatest time, for all that's wrong, we're in one of the greatest periods of time when it comes to interest rates and borrowing money that we've been in about 60 years. Rates in the threes, for those of you who have really good credit. And that's the one thing that after I made a couple of mistakes in my 20s, I was able from my 30s on to maintain really, really good credit. And if you don't think it's important, just wait till the day comes you need to borrow some money. And they give you that look and go, I'm sorry, and your credit rating is in the toilet. Keep good credit. You can take advantage at American Equity Mortgage of these incredible low rates. They will explain how all that works. They've been doing it for over 20 years. Home equity loans, bill consolidation loans, or maybe that first house you want to get. They will help you. They work fast. They work well. They are American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or 314-878-9999. Don't go away. It's 4 o'clock in the Big Five.